There's a bill proposed under the Gold Dome that would give a $4,000 credit to parents who want to send their kids to a private school in Georgia. If something like that passes, what does that do to APS?
I have no idea. I mean, we haven't done any analysis on that, but you know, but I do think that Atlanta is actually a leader in this area around choice and giving parents and communities a rich portfolio of options. We have conversion charter schools inside, outside the district. There's great private schools in Atlanta. And I'll never begrudge a parent for wanting to find the right approach for their child in what they want to choose. I mean, what's important for us to think about on issues like that is, you know, how would that really play out and the effects on the current options we have available today? And so so I'd like to see more, learn more about that and see what people are talking about. But I'm certain that it would have some impact, but we haven't done enough analysis to be able to say exactly what that would mean for Atlanta Public Schools.
Are you able to say, and I asked this on our PBA special day one, you have a three-year contract. So are you committed beyond that contract?
I have the contract I have. Until the board discusses it, you know, that's what's offered to a superintendent.
Would you like to remain a superintendent beyond that?
Oh, I absolutely love my job. I think I have the best job in the city. I think we won't be able to do everything in 3 years, so I think it's going to take more time. I'm a student of Aristotle, where the needs of the world and your talents intersect. Therein lies your vocation. I think I've found my sweet spot. I absolutely love our children and families here. I'm so excited about the future. Even the work we've done today. You said my favorite words, day one, where we have 5,000 more kids come compared to the year before on the first day of school. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to get people, you know, back, you know, on track, and we just have to keep cutting pathways for them. So I love it. I'd love to be able to do what I committed to do, which is, you know, fix this and put it on the right track.
Real quickly before we let you go, there are some concerns about with some schools, you know, you have North Atlanta, the new high school, you have E Rivers, beautiful elementary school, Emin, we keep hearing from that community saying, where's our new school? What's the latest on that?
Well, I'm meeting with Inman. We had a plan, and it was something that started before I was superintendent. What became clear is that the enrollment projections were getting super tight. If we had just moved forward with a small classroom addition, I don't think it would have fixed the problem. I think our parents are very well informed in that neighborhood, and so they have a lot of things they want to share with me. I want to take a little more time, press pause on what we were doing, and get out there and talk to them about our options. There's some interesting things out there at play. There's a lot of talk about Druid Hills, mm-hmm. and some other things. So I like to collect all the information we can and create scenarios that would make sense for what we're trying to do. So I think certainly something is going to happen. We have the resources to do it. What's the right thing to do is what we're trying to get at in the next few meetings in the next few months.